T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go. 651-461-9226. Bring it hot. We like the hot takes today. Warm us up on this day. We want your overrated. Okay. Oh, his pipe down there. Go look at your platypus exploding.
Is he playing?
He is playing. Oh, we got a full house today. 651-461-9226.
Whoa.
What'd you say?
Well, it sounded like Laura said that with disdain.
I think she did.
He playing?
Well, she's just reading the room. She's just reading the room. We're all kind
I felt that way before when I've walked into a room, Laura, with people, mainly women,
especially
said,
women.
What's he doing here?
Especially women rolling their eyes like, oh, God.
Wow.
Overrated and underrated prop. So we got a full. We got four people participating today.
Let's go an hour.
So, Chad, you lay out the order as is as put in the tablets. You will lay out today's order. Go ahead.
Even though Laura just insulted me, Laura goes first, Dan goes second, you go third, I'll hit cleanup.
All right. Wow. Well, puts himself in the cleanup spot. Not surprising. Mm-hmm. Okay, buddy. Mm-hmm. All right, Laura, without further ado.
Because I have like 9 of them right now.
Shocking. I'm shocked. Were you planning on hosting? Were you planning on being the show today? Now you got a whole list. Do you just do it on your own at home, like even if you're not in the air? You know what I really hate? I'm just writing this
He puts
down.
It on the fridge.
Yes.
Well, let's just go with one right away. Talking to yourself, properly rated.
Properly, 100% right. No, that's properly rated, 100% right.
Okay. Oh, man. Today's weather, overrated.
All right, that's coming up. Hold on, Laura, go ahead.
Yeah,
okay,
stop.
My overrated is the Instant Pot.
What?
Whoa.
Part of this is my own fault.
Operator error.
Yes. And
exactly.
I might just be a big dummy with this thing, but I've given up on it. We've had one for probably 2 years. I used it once. I got frustrated with it. I didn't want to try to figure it out anymore after
You're
that.
You're intimidated by it.
Yes, I am totally intimidated by it. Put it on the shelf down in where we have some storage in the basement, so it's not even in the kitchen. But brought it out yesterday to make this side dish to go with what Chris was making for dinner. And I used it on the crock pot function, just like a regular crock pot. That's outstanding. That was great,
okay.
But I'm still intimidated to use it as an Instant Pot.
I love that.
Don't you think that's a problem for a lot of people?
Oh, for sure.
Adam and Laura.
Really? Okay, good.
On certain cooking.
Yes.
Where it just seems foreign to you. I'm going to screw this up.
Yes.
And then you do it once. You're like, well, I just won't try again. When outside of food poisoning, and we're not, I don't think outside of Adam, we're not encouraging that.
Wow.
Just keep trying.
That's my role. I'm supposed to make fun of you. That's we're reversing roles.
Sorry.
I hope you're breaking it.
Wait, am I paying attention?
No, but you know what? You have to be willing to fail. You got to be willing to screw up a meal and get it right the next time.
Yeah. I'll give it another try.
And like your love life, Chad. What was that?
I'm always satisfied with myself. I don't know about that.
Okay,
should
we move on?
Yes.
My properly rated, you guys, a nice dinner date with friends.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't done this in so long until Saturday night. Went out with a couple, had them over for a drink, then we went out to a great restaurant. And it's just like, it reminds you that you actually have social skills and can have a good time again, which we haven't done a whole lot of since the pandemic started.
Very nice.
So that was outstanding.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid
Where'd you
choice.
Go?
We went to the wood-fired cantina and grill down in the Keg and Case Market.
Brian Ingram. Right?
Wonderful. Yep. Yes. Just a great, great place. We sat outside and had a lovely time. It was just great. Beautiful evening.
Is that still full of businesses?
Keg and Case?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did they have some swap outs there?
They've had swap outs. There's different ones in there than when they first started. But yeah, it's full.
Adam's familiar with those swap out policies.
Oh, geez, here we go. God. It's just rat-a-tat-tat.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
All right,
that's
now
a great
you got
saying.
A, now you have an underrated, right?
Okay, yep. My underrated are all of the wonderful streaming services, which cleaned up at the Emmys last night. If you look, all of these shows on Netflix and Apple TV, and what's Mayor of Easttown on? Is that
HBO?
HBO. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when's the last time you saw a network show do so well at the Emmys? And just the quality is so outstanding, and the choice and the options, I think, is just great.
Not since probably Three's Company, I think.
Right.
The Emmys back
I
the
love Three's Company. Yeah. I love it.
I know. Thank
love
you.
It. You have a great T-shirt.
I do.
The Regal Beagle. He has a Three's Company T-shirt.
Regal Beagle.
Yep.
Bottom feeder show. Yeah. Wow.
No, it's not.
By the way, Emmys, Bottom Neil feeder. Justin coming up at 2:05. We'll recap the
oh,
Emmys.
Oh, excellent.
With Neil.
Good.
Yeah,
good,
pretty
good.
much he predicted everything, and it was really no real surprises last night. I don't think.
Well, Ted Lasso is just like, it's the best show I've ever seen. Love it.
What did we think of the last Ted Lasso episode?
Well, I don't think I'm caught up
yet.
Yeah, I haven't. I've
Beard
only...
After Dark?
Yes.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
It is an ode to something else. It was, without question, the most unique episode of the two-year run. Not even close.
Good.
Wow.
There are stories out there to explain it if you want to, but watch it because it's not what you're expecting.
Excellent. Can't wait.
All right. Dan.
Similar to a relationship with Adam.
Here we go. Yeah, well, you can't wait. I know. That's what most women say.
Sure. Let's move on. So my first one here is where I'm going to take somebody that's very well known, very successful, very popular, and I'm going to call them underrated, and Chad's going to go ballistic. But underrated is Ken Burns. I don't know how many of you got a chance to watch. Jeez. I know. Okay. I knew this was coming. Here it is. You ready for it?
I got another one for you. Jesus Christ, underrated.
I could argue that too if I wanted to. But the Muhammad Ali documentary bowed last night. We talked a little bit about that last week. And it was every bit as phenomenal as you might have guessed that it could be. And it just reminds me that the way Ken Burns does history is different than the way anybody else approaches historical documentaries or just history in general. And what a treasure it is that we have him making movies like this and have access to it for free through public television is just phenomenal. I'm going to say that Ken Burns and his work is underrated.
Freshen it up, Ken. I mean, come on.
Utterly ridiculous. He's by far the most praised documentarian on the planet. No one is close. I mean,
underrated.
I recorded it. I'm looking forward to it. Because,
it's so good.
Yeah, you would think we've done so much on the most impactful athlete of the 20th century that there wouldn't be more to do. Well, there is. It's Muhammad Ali. It's four parts. And, the reviews are great. So,
Dan Brown fans in the group here? Anybody?
Well, there's two authors, Dan Brown. The one is the
Da Vinci Code, Dan Brown.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Daniel Brown is...
Yeah, I'm not worried about that guy. That guy's forget about that guy. I'm talking about Dan.
Talking about Japanese during World War II, I guess.
Yeah, good for him.
Dan doesn't care about those people.
So Peacock has debuted a new series called The Lost Symbol based on one of Dan Brown's books. And I'm going to call that properly rated with withholding the right to change my opinion. Because there's so much you have to do in a pilot and setting up a story. This could get cheesy and bad as it goes along. I don't know. So far, properly rated. So far, it's good. But I'm withholding the right to change my opinion.
What's it called?
The Lost Symbol.
On Peacock.
On Peacock, yep. Okay. Last one real quick. Properly rated. If you were a coach of college football and you were named in the USC coaching search the last week, it was a good week for you.
Because
they pretty much all won. So good, and you're probably staring down a hefty raise anyway so that the school that you're at will keep you. So it's a good week to be mentioned as part of the USC coaching search.
Love PJ now while we got him. You never know. They go in to beat Colorado, and he's going to be moving on soon. We'll all be afraid of that. Sad. 117, News Talk 830. Keep them coming in. Working with adults, properly rated. Working with adult, overrated. God, I hate my job today. That must have been from Chad, I guess, texting in. I agree. Instapot is overrated. One has to be a friggin' rocket scientist to figure out how to use it.
Thank you.
Friggin' underrated, underrated word. 117, we'll get mine and Chad's overrated, underrated, properly rated when we return to WCCO. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. We're taking your texts 651-461-9226. Underrated, Adam's voice at 6 a.m. waking up. Happy to be here for you. So happy to be here for you.
Are you talking to yourself?
Here's an underrated.
Seriously, think, sending himself texts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chad, how come you're not doing the erectile dysfunction ads? We got so many of them on this air, and I'm thinking you're the perfect guy to do those ads on this station.
Wow. You're the one who's complaining about spots. How about
hey, I'll do
like
anything. I'll do anything, yeah. You know what? Let me assure you I've got no problem, but if I did, Big Lou would be a friend of mine, let me assure you.
Look at these hands.
No problem. Trust me. All right, I'll try to get through mine.
Think about that was a part of our debate, little Marco.
Honestly, you know, just the peak of American democracy. Properly rated, I'm going to open a vein a little bit here. My depression, it hit me hard this weekend. Again, it's one of those things I have no explanation why, what triggered it, but I am about in one of the best spots I've ever been in personally. But there's that little demon that hits, and it's just, you talk, it saps everything from me, my ability to look forward to things, everything. I get short, I get angry, and it's just, it sucks. And I wish I knew the trigger for it, and I probably have to do a better job of trying to find what the trigger was. But it just, talk about a wasted weekend just because of my mood. And I have no idea why, and God bless my wife for trying to get me out of it, but she said the same thing that everybody in my life has always said. I wish I knew what to do. I wish I knew what to do. And I say it, I wish I knew what to do because I have no idea why. Again, I have so much to look forward to. I'm healthy. I got beautiful kids. I've got a great situation. And it sucks. And I think a lot of people feel that. And I know there's a lot worse things that you could have terminal cancer. You could have other things in life that are much, much worse. But I know there's a lot of people out there who will hear this and understand, too, that feeling. And it sucks, and it's just it's the mystery of the human mind as to why we go through that. So that's properly rated.
Well, it pains every one of us in this room listening to you say that because we all love you so much. And you know everybody in this room wants to help you, and every situation is different.
Yep.
I think a lot of us were pretty shocked in the last hour and a half when somebody we all know well, Kyle Sheely, who we reference a lot in the show, even though Kyle is at NPR, because Kyle was with us here at CCO. I still communicate with Kyle a lot. I know you do, too. We joke about Kyle like we joke about all of our friends. But Kyle, with an incredible, raw, courageous, and honest thread at is it at
Kyle Sheely? So K Sheely. K-S-H-I-E-L-Y.
Right. Talking about how day after day after day, for year after year after year, he thought about taking his life.
Yeah.
About these traumatic events and how he finally found someone who's helped him out. So bravo to Kyle. I mean, we've had a lot of people in the show. You've talked about it. Lindsay's talked about it. We just had Major talk about an issue. I've talked about seeing therapists. It is something where, and it's to different levels, and you know this, how debilitating it can be, how unexpected it can be, other automatic triggers, but how to resolve that. There are things in life through medical treatment that are like, snap your finger and you figure it out. This just isn't
that's
one.
What I'm saying. That, and finding a therapist, finding someone you can talk to and feel comfortable about it. It's not like going where you have like 10 doctors and maybe 8 of those doctors have the medicine that works for whatever ailment you have. It's not the same. It's therapists have different approaches, and that's part of the struggle too. It's like, well, okay, I'm starting with a therapist. I'm opening up to this person. And even like, you know, 3-4 sessions in, you realize, I just don't know if this conversation is helping me. I don't know if this therapist gets it. And that is a struggle, trying to find the right person to talk to. And good for Kyle. So happy to hear that he's found that person to talk to. Remarkable. Lighten it up here. Overrated, mid-July and September. For as hot as it was all summer long, yesterday felt like the hottest day of them all.
Yes.
Awful. God, it was way too hot.
At least it wasn't humid.
Yeah. Well, just awful. I mean, this September has been pitch perfect so far. Pitch perfect, just beautiful. A quintessential September. And any clown who thinks September is overrated, get the hell out of here. That's what I'm saying. and then the last one.
It's been nice because it's been warmer than you.
No, it's been perfect September.
Haters.
Low 70s, no humidity. Get out of here. I'm the host of the show. I'm the captain today. I'm the host of the show today. You look at your platypus exploding. Overrated. Scott Frank. The guy, the director for the Queen's Gambit. You know what? Dude, you won Best Director. Congratulations. Don't pull out four pages of speech and then stop playing the music. It's not a Lifetime Achievement Award. Wrap it up, buddy. So I'll wrap mine up.
I watched it on Rewind. When I saw him open up the three pages, I went,
seriously?
I'm like, how is he still talking?
Then he's getting defense. Like, stop playing the music.
I didn't see that.
I mean, it's just quintessential the folks that take themselves way too seriously.
Yes.
All right, Jad, you got about a minute. Go ahead.
Bob Woodward and how he rolls out a book.
Yeah.
Properly rated.
I mean, it's right up there with Ross Bernstein.
I mean, it's amazing. No matter the president, no matter the circumstances, because he'll have one on Biden a year from now, that the rollout will be we'll be waiting for it. We've had so many Trump books, but none teased out in this manner. So Bob Woodward, for 40 years, hasn't lost the fastball at all.
Wait a minute, I'm just being told.
Actually, 50 years.
Just being told
properly.
Bob has done a book on the first hour of the show. It'll be in bookshelves by the end of the day.
On the Emmys last night, I love all those shows that won. But, man, if I'm on another show, Laura, I'm thinking, do we exist?
Yeah.
Do we exist?
I know.
I thought Conan was an absolute star last night.
Yes.
Even though he didn't win any awards, when he was just drawing attention to himself, poking fun at himself. When Colbert wins, he goes up there. I thought it was very, very good. You can't have an Emmys again. Carter, I know this will resonate with you, without Rhea Seehorn, who is amazing on Breaking Bad. How she doesn't even get nominated, I have no idea. I finally decided that it's not quite Costanza-like, but the wallet I have that I'm walking around with, enough. I don't need to have my entire life walking around in my pocket. So the giant wallet, overrated.
I think wallets maybe are passe. Do we need wallets anymore?
They've got those, this is sort of a version of it. They've got those skinny ones now that just keep like six credit cards and you pop them out and
they attach to your cell phone.
A couple of bills and that's about it.
Well, I even have that. I want smaller than that.
Really? You just want like a money clip and be done?
Well, this Ridge wallet.
Yeah.
Charts and some others have told me about that. I'm thinking about getting that. I want.
Brad Lane showing us his. He's handing out cash, too, for everybody in the studio. I love it.
Very nice.
It's $500.
Shame you didn't come in today. Here, Chad.
It is a shame. Leave it on my desk. Leave it in the sauna. No problem. I want about four cards in there, somewhere for the insurance, about $40 in cash. That's it.
Yeah.
Do you need anything else? I mean, Adam's got his Pornhub on his phone, so he's okay.
I was going to see. You know about smaller, Chad.
You guys are whining about wallets. How would you like to have to carry a purse all the time? Purses are a pain in the ass, pretty much.
I put way too much stuff in a purse. If I had a purse, I'd have everything in there, and then it'd be a problem. It'd be a big problem.
Yeah. You need your bit of makeup. You need your wallet and your phone.
Yep.
And then who knows what else.
How many purses do you have, Laura?
You know, I don't have a ton of purses. I probably have five that I rotate depending on the season or what kind of a mood I'm in. But I don't regularly carry a purse. Like, I don't bring a purse to work. I have a backpack. If I'm going out somewhere, I'll use a purse. But, yeah, I'm not a big purse girl.
Banana bread. Banana bread is phenomenal. What's the best part of banana bread?
The crust.
The crust, exactly. We need to set up these banana bed trays where they're like divided somehow So there's crust all over the place. We need more banana bread crust. Are you with me, Card?
I like a banana bed, to be honest. They kind of squish you, kind of roll in there. No, yeah, just the top. Just cut off the top of the loaf of banana bread. And, I mean, that's and sell that, right?
Like muffin tops.
I know about that.
Adam's familiar with that.
You know what? You go to hell, Hartman.
I've got 13 others, but I know.
No, okay, it's okay. Go ahead.
I'm sidekicking, so I don't want to take too much of your time.
All right. Well, you get back to that newsletter, whatever it is you do there. 131 News Talk 830 WCCO. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Dan. Sheriff Dave Hutchinson of the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office joins us next to talk about a new program for their jail inmates. Want to talk to the sheriff about a couple other topics that are top of mind on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.